Although Massachusetts backed Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump in the presidential election almost 2-1, the results show the state might be a little less blue than it once was. Take, for example, the city of Fall River. Donald Trump's call to scrap and rewrite trade deals to bring back manufacturing jobs resonated in a city that was once a major textile producer. WBUR's Anthony Brooks went there and has this report.
Fall River has been called the bluest city in the bluest state. And just to be clear, on Election Day, it did vote for Hillary Clinton. But the Donald Trump message that won over so many working-class voters across the industrial Midwest appealed to the same kind of voters in cities like Fall River. Here's Trump in the first presidential debate last September, blaming Hillary Clinton for global trade deals.
Your husband signed NAFTA, which was one of the worst things that ever happened to the manufacturing industry.
That is your opinion.
You go to New England, you go to Ohio, Pennsylvania, and you will see devastation. NAFTA is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere, but certainly ever signed in this country. And now
it's easy to find evidence of why Trump's message on trade found a receptive audience here in Fall River, once home to a thriving textile industry. In front of me is the sprawling red brick Duro Textiles factory building. Duro shut down last summer, and its 157 workers were laid off. Today, the building is empty, surrounded by a metal cyclone fence, locked with this new chain and padlock.
Hey, we used to actually have good jobs that people could support their families on. They weren't getting rich, but they could support their families.
This is Dan Botello. Like many in Fall River, his parents were immigrants from Portugal. They ran a clothing manufacturing business, which Botello says was killed by globalization in the time of NAFTA. Botello was a political activist who ran unsuccessfully for Congress 4 years ago as an independent. And in many ways, he represents what might be called a nascent political shift in Fall River. He says people of his parents' generation are still majority blue.
But I think folks in my generation who are kind of seeing the lives that our parents were able to provide us versus the lives that we're able to provide our own kids, that's turning us a little purple into that red area, because we've been hearing all our lives that we want to help you. Bill Clinton came to Fall River during his presidency. We sent him off with some Cherise, and then that was it. More factories left.
So Botello voted for Trump, attracted by his promise to renegotiate trade deals to help struggling manufacturing centers like Fall River. But Fall River's 24-year-old Democratic mayor, Hazel Correa, says it's doubtful that Trump can bring back lost factory jobs to his city.
I don't think you're going to see textile factories again booming with, you know, smokestacks running in Fall River. That's not going to happen. That's in the past. I think that his intent is to renegotiate a lot of that stuff, but I think he'll find that's going to be very difficult to do in a globalized world.
Mayor Correa says you can debate whether global trade deals like NAFTA caused the decline of manufacturing in cities like Fall River. But he says NAFTA did coincide with the decline, which gave Trump a powerful argument among voters in his city.
If you look at the broader base of Fall River, you see a lot of people where our manufacturing industry was once 15,000-16,000 people, and now it's down to 4,000. The key to Donald Trump here is that he was very good at crafting that message so that it fit the exact cog, fit the exact hole that needed to fit. That was what I think a lot of people listened to, what a lot of people really grabbed onto and went out to the polls and supported him for.
Although Clinton carried Fall River, Trump received 50% more support in the city than Mitt Romney did 4 years ago. He captured 36% of the vote, the highest vote tally by a Republican in the city since Richard Nixon ran in 1972. And Clinton's margin of victory in Fall River was the smallest for a Democrat in the past four decades. Trump did even better in other Massachusetts towns, particularly in the rural western part of the state with high numbers of working-class whites. David Steinhoff is a dentist in Fall River and a former Republican candidate for state rep and a Trump supporter. He sees the election as evidence of a political realignment in Massachusetts, even in places like once true blue Fall River.
We have a lot of conservatives down our way, a lot of people who will typically think conservative, act conservative, and then turn around and vote the Democrat-liberal candidate simply because they think they have to vote party line. Well, now it's time to swing the pendulum in the other direction, and I think that could happen.
Maybe so, but Fall River's mayor, Hazel Correa doesn't see this last election as evidence of Massachusetts becoming redder. After all, Clinton carried the state with 61% of the vote, about the same as Barack Obama did in 2012 and 2008.
This shift with Trump, and I really, really believe this, Trump was almost like his own party.
Correa does see the election as evidence that Trump tapped into a powerful set of concerns among a segment of the white working class across much of the country, including Fall River. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.